Yeah, if you really just don't know where to start in terms of improving your home, getting off gas, make it more comfortable, healthier. Try to find that piece of information that gets you going. Maybe it'll be in my book that's coming out, or you'll find it somewhere else. Local community groups, local councils. A lot of the councils now are switched on to the electrification idea.
That's the Melbourne-based energy advisor, Tim Forsey. And I'm Robert McLean, your host of Climate Conversations. Welcome. It's so great to have you on board. Tim is something of an enthusiast, and he had even answered my first question before I got around to even asking it.
So just a bit of background, or maybe you already know, but 9 years ago, I started a Facebook group called My Efficient Electric Home. And that's, we had some good messages, in particular coming out of the University of Melbourne where I worked, how people could save a lot of money by electrifying their homes efficiently. And then, 5 years into that Facebook group, I started a business where I go into people's homes and help them out. So I've been in over 1,000 homes over the years helping people out. And then my publisher heard a podcast where I was just talking about the things that I do in people's homes. And she said, if you wrote all that down, we'd make a book out of it. And so called My Efficient Electric Home Handbook, and it publishes on the 18th of June, but it is on the internet through the usual book outlets where people can, if they want to, put in a pre-order.
Tim, can you give me a brief outline of who you are and why I should be interested in you?
Yeah. So I'm 65 years old and writing my first book. But like I said, it was back in 2015 at the University of Melbourne that we worked out that people could save a lot of money by not using gas heating anymore. And if I go back, even 10 years before that, I was quite climate aware. Because of those days, I was working with BHP in the oil and gas industry. And there a little while longer after becoming quite climate concerned, but I had out of the oil and gas business. I mean, that's why I migrated to Australia in the first place, was to work in the oil and gas business, but eventually had to get out of there and do other things. And so these days I help people to save money in their homes, be more comfortable, and to reduce their environmental impacts.
So I was going to ask when and why you got involved in this work, but that's obvious. And you worked for the dark side, Tim. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, initially it was in petrochemicals, making plastics and stuff. And if I go back to the beginning of my career, 1980, people weren't talking about climate change, but by 1992 they were. So we were well aware of climate change, but, probably didn't realize in 1992 how quickly it was all going to come about. And we were always able to say, oil and gas, at least it's not coal. Coal's the really bad thing. So we're still saying that today. They're saying, the gas is a transition fuel, but it's not. The release of the methane is very damaging. That's a powerful greenhouse gas.
In the early part of your book, you say, I'd like it to be a safe climate future for my children and grandchildren, as well as your children and grandchildren. Explain to me why you said that.
Because that's the deal. I mean, if there were no children or grandchildren, well, then we only have to worry about what happens, till the end of our lives. But there are children and grandchildren. So, we'd like them to have a decent world. And it's getting pretty tricky, pretty dicey as we from all these weather events. I mean, good luck to you. Having a house somewhere and not having it get burnt down or blown away or flooded away or having the roof blown off.
Tell me about your connections with Beyond Zero Emissions and the Electrifying Australian organisation run by Saul Griffith.
Yeah, I don't have any direct connections with Electrifying Australia. They're doing great things. I have, I have been in contact with, at least some of their people, so they're aware of what, we've been doing down here in Victoria for a long time. I mean, Saul's up there, in the Illawarra, New South Wales. But it's great to see that, New South Wales getting stuck into some of these things that we've been chasing for a while. Beyond Zero Emissions, I was a volunteer there, even when I was still working in the oil and gas industry. And we produced, for example, that first report that showed how Australia could get all its electricity from 100% renewable energy, quite practical thing to do. and other reports I was involved with. Then we did a study or report how all the buildings, you know, didn't have to use any fossil fuels. And I guess that's kind of what I'm still doing today, is helping people to get the fossil fuels out of their homes. You know, which at BZE, we showed people how to do that, 10 years ago.
Tim, let's talk now about your soon-to-be-released book, My Efficient Electric Handbook, How to Slash Your Energy Bills, Protect Your Health, and Save the Planet. When is the actual release date for that?
So that's the 18th of June, but as I said, folks can Google it and you'll find it on the internet already for pre-orders.
So, Tim, why did you write that book?
Because, the publisher heard me on a podcast talking about the advice I give to people in their homes, how to, you know, not heat with gas, how to get a heat pump for the hot water, how to get off the gas cooking, how to insulate their homes, draft-proof their homes, improve their windows, get the most out of their solar panels, you know, all those things. And basically she said if you wrote all that down, we'd make a book out of it. So that's there's a few introductory chapters about me and our house and the gas industry and the electricity situation. But then it gets into the details about what people can do in their homes to without using fossil fuels, do insulation, improve the windows, those things.
Tim, obviously people frequently ask similar questions, so would it be correct to assume that this book answers all those queries and helps people enact your suggestions?
Yeah, well, it would help them to get started. I mentioned that there's a Facebook group, you know, by a similar name, My Efficient Electric Home, which is up to 114,000 people now. And like 40 posts a day and 100 people a day still joining every single day. And all day long, we talk about how people can improve their home. There's a lot of free advice there, but not everybody's on Facebook. And it is a bit daunting. There is just so much information, at the Facebook group, and so much information a lot of places, even from councils and state governments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there hasn't been a book written like this for quite some time. So, for people that like books, it may be a way to help them along.
What's the most frequent question you encounter?
Righty-o. I guess amongst the people who invite me into their homes, they would say something like, I want to get off gas, but I'm not sure how to go about it. So you answer that question by going into their homes and saying, well, hang on, you've already got a reverse cycle air conditioner. Did you know that you can heat with that for a third the cost of using gas? And so that starts them down the track of not using gas for heating. We discuss how to get a hot water heat pump for hot water, how to get off the gas cooking, maybe by, in the short term, using a portable induction cooktop. Those sorts of that's probably a question. But another question is, the phone starts to ring around wintertime when the weather first starts to turn cold and people say, I'm freezing in my house. I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to go another winter. So, I know I should do something, but I'm not sure what to do, where to start. So where do I start? That's probably the most common question.
Does the idea of moving away from fossil fuels in all their forms and using electricity generated by renewable energy need to come from the top down, that's the government, or as well as from the bottom up? How does that happen and why isn't it happening now?
Yeah, it needs to at every level for sure. So people can do things in their homes and council governments can do things, state governments can do things, and federal governments should be doing things. It's really disappointing to see the federal government still approving the expansion of fossil fuels. They're expanding oil and gas and coal production. It's just criminal. It's ridiculous. I mean, 10 years ago, maybe you could have given them an excuse, but by this time, oh, goodness me, they need to stop approving the expansion of the fossil fuel industry, and we need to start winding it down and getting on to the other options. Now, in the household, it is easy for people to make some good progress at home because gas in the recent years has just gotten so expensive. And reverse cycle air conditioners, which are heat pumps, they get free heat out of the environment. They're far cheaper to use than burning gas anymore. Back 15 years, sure, gas was a bit cheaper still, but not anymore. So, it's actually a fairly easy win for people to stop using gas at home. But yeah, the climate emergency needs to be addressed by everybody. And the most horrible thing is the government still approving expansion of the fossil fuel industry.
Tim, I understand you've worked with homeowners, thousands of them, in fact, all around Melbourne. Can you tell me what that experience actually taught you? What have you learned from all that?
Well, the first thing I probably learned, it's the best job I ever had. You know, I've traveled around the world, done all sorts of jobs as an engineer, but going into people's homes and actually, you know, acting as an expert, so that feels good. But, you know, helping them to make progress to make their homes more comfortable and reduce costs and get off the fossil fuels. Yeah, it's the best job I ever had. So that's something I learned.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's right. But another thing, you know, I grew up in the United States, but came down here, been here for like 40 years. But every Australian home is different. We've tried so many different things in our homes here. You know, you'll find an idea from the UK or from America or from Italy or from New Zealand or, you know, some homegrown Aussie idea. And it's like, oh, never saw that before. Oh, yeah, it kind of could have worked, but it's probably not the thing you should be doing now. So it's been really interesting, all the different situations in the homes and how people use their homes. And my wife's probably a little bit jealous. She's the one that watches all these shows on televisions about how to, you know, a fancy home. So when she'll say, you know, what kind of house was it and what was going on, et cetera. And I'm like, I don't know. I was just looking at the air conditioners.
Tim, a home that is treated properly will be both warmer and cooler, and that will save the owner money, of course. So what impact does that have for the broader community and beyond that, the state and federal governments?
So number one, Australians are giving a lot of money away to large multinational corporations. So anytime you pay a gas bill, you know, most of the times when you pay an electricity bill, whenever you're paying for your petrol, you know, so much of that money just, you know, chips off overseas or, you know, to some large company or some large shareholder, et cetera. So that's money that just instantly leaves the country. So yeah, if we could, and we can, heat our houses with, you know, homegrown renewable energy, you know, your air conditioner will get free heat from the air outside. So you don't have to pay anybody in Saudi Arabia for that, for example. And then, you know, we get the solar panels happening on the roof, which can run the house, but they can also run the car. So eventually, I don't even have an electric car yet, but someday I will when they get a bit more reasonably priced or there's some on the used car market. And, you know, we'll stop sending so much money overseas to the people that produce the oil. So there's a big economic savings for everyone, but we can, you know, we can also be healthier and more comfortable in our homes. Gas cooking contributes to a lot of childhood asthma. So, you know, okay, we know that now. We're poisoning our kids now, so we need to stop doing that as soon as we can. So that would be a lot of people if there were less people who had asthma. So there's so many wins involved with this. And of course, the climate one, you know, if we can stop fossil fuels and using renewable energy, well, that's got some big benefits.
Tim, is there something else you'd like to say about what it is you do, or more importantly, your soon-to-be-released book?
Yeah, well, the book's there, the Facebook group's there. People can Google my name. My name is pretty easy to find on the internet. I've written a whole bunch of articles already that have been published here and there over the last 10 years. So there's a lot of information out there. And yeah, if you really just don't know where to start, in terms of improving your home, getting off gas, making it more comfortable, healthier. Try to find that piece of information that gets you going. Maybe it'll be in my book that's coming out, or you'll find it somewhere else. You know, local community groups, local councils. A lot of the councils now are switched on to the electrification idea. They know that, you know, gas is no longer cheap and it's coming from further and further away and in ever more damaging ways, such as from coal seam gas fields in Queensland. So a lot of the councillors are on board. They've got some advice. The state government has some advice. And spread the word. You know, you will run into people who will say, oh, no, gas is the best thing. And, you know, so try to understand where they're coming from, why they're saying things like that. What they're saying is incorrect. But, you know, we just need to eventually get everybody along on this message.
Tim, I haven't any more real questions, so I'd just like to thank you very much for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you so much, Tim. This interview was almost without notice, and I just contacted you, and within an hour or so, we were talking. So you had no idea what questions I was going to ask or where we were going to go with the conversation. You did amazingly well. That illustrates to me that you have an amazing grasp of how we should go about electrifying our homes. Yes, we've reached the end of this episode of Climate Conversations. Thanks so much for your company. Now, I'd love you to share this with your friends and help them understand what's going on with the climate crisis, and importantly, hear what Tim Forsey has to say. He's got a vast understanding of how energy in our homes work. Now, please don't forget to check out the show notes, and you'll find links in there to Tim Forsey's website and his Facebook page. So, until we talk again, please take care, stay safe, and please be kind. For everyone you meet is fighting a great battle.